In my dream, I thought I was thinking someone else's thoughts.
Well, we all do that.
We do?
We all do. Some persuasive person sees life in a certain way, and if it rings true to you, you start to see it their way, too.
No, this was different. She was using me. I mean, using all of us as incubators. You know what I mean?
No.
She'd plant her thoughts in our minds, and then they'd incubate.
So it was a she.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. Not at first. At first, we would think it was our own thought. You see, it was fresh and new. So we'd think about it, and it would develop. And when it was ripe, she'd come back and pluck it.
Pluck it?
Harvest it. If she was trying to work something out, something complex, something that took a lot of thought, she'd plant it in our minds and let us think about it.
So you were thought surrogate?
Well, yeah. I guess, in a sense.
She sounds like a cuckoo laying her egg in someone else's nest and letting them sit on it, hatch it, feed it. Then when it was ready,
she'd come back for it.
And no one other than you figured that out.
Well, if they did, they thought it was their own thought. Something they were thinking about and figuring out. Since our thoughts are always coming and going, it was easy to slip one of hers into ours.
Well, first you didn't notice what was going on.
I did. But I'd think, where'd that thought come from?
Like, out of the blue.
Yeah, but I'd still think that it was my thought.
How did she harvest the thought she planted in you?
By getting into my dreams.
But that was the dream you were having.
I know. Look, when we dream, our barriers are down. In our waking hours, we put up walls in our mind. But in dreams, those walls are so thin, you could step right through them.
Okay, but how did she collect your thoughts?
Dreams are like nests, you know? They contain things, they hold things. And that's why it was easy for her to lay her eggs, so to speak.
But it doesn't sound like her little cuckoos hatched and flew away on their own.
No, we fed them, they grew, and then somehow she plucked them.
So, you wanted to tell me your dream about your dreams about your thoughts?
Well, yeah, but my point is, what if it's real? What if it really is happening to us?
You mean that she is sending you incomplete thoughts, and you think about it during the day, and then at night, when you dream about it, she comes back, squeezes the nectar of your thoughts right out of your dreams.
Whoa, I don't know. I never thought of it exactly like that. What do you think?
Do you have friends?
Friends?
Yeah, do you have friends?
Well, not really. But what do you think about all this?
I don't think I want to think about that.
That's it? That's what you're leaving me with? Don't think about it?
Well, look. Okay. Here's something I read once. It may help. If the mind congeals in one place and remains with one thing,
it's like frozen water and is unable to be used freely. It's like ice that can wash neither hands nor feet. But when the mind is melted and is used like water extending throughout the body, it can be sent wherever one wants to send it.
Are you saying, think about that?
It's a thought.
Okay, I will. Maybe I'll dream about it.
Rufus?
Yeah, boss?
If that man calls back, let's kill him.